Coffee. Episode 150.
Episode 100 and booba. 150.
Noses and roses.
Noses and ice cream. Noses and roses.
This week, hour one of two. And
this week, one of ice cream. This week, hour one of two.
We talk about Germany's love of onion. We talk about Germany's love of ovens. We see our biggest fan. And we question toilet design. It's too loud, man. Too loud. I think that's it. Thanks for listening.
Hello. That's my voice. Oh, wow.
It's working.
Is this far enough away?
Perhaps. Perhaps.
Is this too close?
Does not appear to be.
Yeah, well, then we can just be here then.
Perhaps. Hello.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm lovely.
Yeah.
This is not the start of one, is it?
I believe so.
Oh, wow.
Are you on?
I think so.
Can you hear me? Can I hear you?
Have you got a text from Joel yet?
I have not.
It's almost four.
It is almost four. Just cutting our time mighty short.
Yeah, it sounds like we'll get 2 hours out of this.
If that. Graham's a jerk. Did he just pull up? That would be crazy.
No.
Hello.
So this is what it is.
It's early.
It's definitely early. It's kind of weird. We got pretty bubbles popping up as screensavers.
Bullshit.
I actually like that screensaver.
I think it's all right, but I don't want to loan it. The sounds Turning the screen.
Oh, that's right. We're recording. We should probably make noise and stuff.
Hello.
This is going to be a dreadfully slow intro.
My favorite kind.
Did you have any ideas in mind? Should we talk about what we're doing tonight? Or
sure. Yeah, we can talk about that. We can wait till Joel gets here or not. Whatever.
Yeah, I guess we can wait till Joel gets here. This is Snort Coffee, by the way.
That's way too early, dude. Way too early. Like, way too early.
You shouldn't have known that already, I guess. Nope.
Mystery for the first, like, 5-10 minutes.
So we'll take it back. This is not Snort Coffee.
Never heard of the show.
It might be in a little bit, but currently it's not.
No, right now, no. Oh.
So just go back to not knowing what this is yet.
It's a good idea. Yeah, man. Early show. What the fuck?
It's bright out.
It's super bright out.
It's actually a nice day, but it's a little chilly in the garage, which is fine with me because it's better than sweating.
It might be better than sweating. We're getting a live text. Oh, shit.
Grim Grim's an asshole or what?
Yeah. Joel is still an hour away.
Yowzers. How'd that happen?
Poor planning.
That's the longest lunch with Grandma at noon I've ever seen in my life.
So, man. Maybe they're putting it down. That wasn't nice. Probably we're not putting butter. Well, we'll see how it is. My nose is runny.
So you'll hear that often. Is he an hour away because he's physically an hour away or because he's not leaving for a while?
He's leaving Grandma's now. So I'll read you the 45 minutes or an hour on the way home from Grandma's house.
Tell him to watch out for the big bad wolf. Ask if he has to go over any hills.
We're getting another live text, but this one I won't get into. It's private. A private text for my eyes only. This is a kick-ass show.
I don't think we had sort of anticipated having another guest.
Yeah, we can talk about that, certainly.
We were possibly going to have Ryan Singer in. He's a comedian. Whose show we're going to tonight?
We're going to a show tonight.
And that kind of fell through, but that's not that big of a deal because it wasn't fully expected anyways. It was just a possible thing that was kind of going to be nice if it happened, not if it didn't.
I think it was likely just a scam to get us to go to a show.
You think it was a scam to get him to go?
Yeah, I think it was worked. Like, hey, I'll remind them that I've got a show coming up. And
well, I actually had said something to him about one of the details of the show first. So
you're the scammer.
I was celebrity trolling, just trying to get famous people to talk to me.
That's reasonable. That's what Twitter's for.
But it ought to be a good show, I imagine.
Hopefully. We're driving 1,000,000 miles for it.
Yeah, did you actually look up where it was?
Yeah, north side.
Is it north of Cincinnati like you assumed it was?
Yeah. By a fair amount, yeah. Okay, I won't keep this one private.
Uh-oh, breaking news.
What's a picture?
This text is being redacted.
It's a picture of an oven. Can you guys see it? I just held it up to the microphone. It's an old school oven. It's pretty kick-ass stove. It says Bards on the front.
Somebody you know bought this?
No, I think it's in Joy's basement.
Oh. That's how she's enticing you back. Sending you dirty pictures of old ovens. That's hot.
It is real. That's what I'll reply.
That's a weird genre of wooing.
Yeah. We spoke about ovens last time we spent any time together.
They're both really German, and so they're having oven conversations. I don't think this is okay. This is going places.
I'm with you, or it's going lots of places.
This might lead to an investigation.
Only if people go missing. Excuse me.
And they're at least one quarter Jewish.
Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, this is the day and times. You got to be a little more lenient. That's one thing that I never understood. Like, I don't... Like, I can understand the racism from white people to black people. And I can understand the racism from black people to white people and Mexicans to black people and black people to Mexicans and whites to Mexicans and all that. Sure. I've never been able to fully understand why a religion like the Jewish religion is almost categorized as a race. And I think some people actually fully believe it is a race. Yeah.
Well, it's the bloodline, man. You're theoretically in the bloodline of Jesus, our Lord and Savior Christ, even though they don't really believe that.
It's just weird.
And I'm probably wrong in saying that.
But there's plenty of other religions that go against what certain religions think.
Yeah, but they're all different colors, so it works out.
Like it's hidden over the top of the...
With Jewish, yes. Like if they don't have the stereotypical Jew nose, then it's hard to tell.
Yeah, because you could imagine that the white people that hate Jewish people also hate black people and probably Mexicans...
Yeah, probably.
And, you know, just in general. Yeah. So when they set forth their hate speech on the black people, it's because they're black. And on the Mexicans, it's because they're brown. But why then aren't they, why are they going Jewish and then not saying, they can't say it's because they're white. So it's not the color anymore. It makes the argument for why they hate black people weak.
Do they just hate big noses?
Well, whether it be wide or long,
sure.
Yeah,
okay. Noses and froses. Maybe that's it.
Noses. That's the anti.
Yep.
Nazi.
White people hate noses and froses.
I'm down with noses and froses. That's my anti-Nazi campaign.
Yeah, I am too, actually. Regardless of my oven talk. Do you want to welcome folks to the show?
Absolutely. You're not. Itching. No, yeah. Tried that once. Got
you're
shot
itching.
Down.
It's the right time now.
It's now the onus is back on you, my friend.
Okay, welcome to Snort Coffee. It's live from the carriage house once again, early.
There's two of us.
There are two of us. You might not hear a third voice for this show.
It'll sound like there's a half of us for the first 5 minutes. And then now it sounds like there might be two of us.
I'm confused by that.
There was a lot of like half of a person's worth of talking first.
I'm with you now.
Yeah.
It's,
I guess half of us still sounds plural. Because of the word us.
Yeah.
So it doesn't take you down to thinking about only half of a person.
Hopefully you got the talky half in that part.
Is that overanalyzing that conversation a little too much?
Perhaps a little bit. It's Zippy and me. Hi. Hi. Joel Train is on his way home from grandmother's house. Yeah.
Do you have show notes today?
I have some show notes.
Or not show notes, but like topic notes.
I have topic notes. I sold a car. That's crazy.
Yeah, you did sell your car.
I got a little way to be an asshole. It was my first ever like new car.
Stuff the glove box full of cheese.
That'd be a good way to do it, yeah. Like lay American slices under the floor mats and shit.
Yeah, go funky with it. Yeah. Like, make them think it's their fault, though, because it's going to take a while.
Sold this car to this girl who, last car she bought, broke down pretty much immediately. So she needed a new car because it was like $3,000 or something to fix that one up. She buys this car, drives it off to her house in Springfield, which is like 20, 25 minutes away from here or something. It proceeds to break down on Highway 4.
Oh, the Civic did?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, and it's at this point still a mystery why. It sounds like it's either a starter or an alternator.
Yikes.
But, yeah, I thought that was pretty sweet. I felt terrible.
What'd she say?
They've been cool about it. Like, they just taking care of shit as they need to, but I was like, well, if
you already get your money for it,
I got $700 of the $1,000 I was asking. But I've told them to not worry about the other $300 for now. And we'll see if they actually keep the car. If it ends up being $1,000 worth of shit, she's going to want her $700 back, I think. But that was the offer that I kind of made.
Did you spend the $7?
No, not yet.
So you have it to give back?
Yeah.
But you'll get the car back?
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see how that goes. They're supposed to figure out something this weekend and figure out if they can fix it or if not, or like what it's going to take. Fucked up though, man. Started right up and drove around.
That's bad luck.
Yeah. When they came in, they came last week, like a week ago or so. Drove it around, then it was fine. Like, I took it out on the highway for him. Like, she rode with me out there, and no big whoop. Everything worked well. So, yeah,
that sucks.
Yeah.
One time, I had a car. It was an 88 Acura Integra, and it was a four-door with a hatchback.
Yeah.
So it was kind of long, but it was real small because it was an Acura. And I was driving home from Fairborn, got off the exit on 675 in Dorothy Lane.
Yeah.
And come down Dorothy Lane to go to my parents' house. This is where I live with my parents. And I'm driving and just below County Line Road, coming down Dorothy.
Yep.
From the exit, headed down towards Woodman. It's broke down, you know, everything's shit out. I was able to coast down to Woodman, made the turn onto Woodman, and parked in the first like spot I could park onto Woodman.
Yeah.
And it was like, I can't remember if it was a starter or the alternator, but whatever it was one of those.
Yeah.
And my stepdad comes up, we get the car, we get it fixed, get somebody to come fix it, I get it home. Like 3 days later, driving home from the same place in Fairborn.
Nice.
Get off the eggs on 675 in Dorothy Lane. Come just down past County Line. Everything's shit out.
Nice.
I coasted to the probably within 10 feet of the same spot that I parked 3 days ago.
Yeah.
And it was the other thing this time.
Nice.
Whether it was the starter the first time or the alternator the second time, I don't know.
Nice.
But I ended up the exact same spot within a week. It might have been 3-4 days, however long it took to get the car fixed. Then it was like the next time I drove it.
Nice.
I was like, you got to be fucking kidding me.
Yeah. Huh.
It was crazy. That was probably that's a huge coincidence. Like, there's no other way to describe it.
Yeah. But that's pretty weird.
That's one of the bigger ones I've ever experienced. Weird like that.
Parts are cheap. I found like a starter for like $25. So,
oh yeah,
that ain't bad. An alternator was like $45 or something. So that's not bad. But like he said, that she was in a spot. It's a dude that I work with, his girlfriend. She's in a spot where she can't get a job till she has a car. But can't get a car because she doesn't have any money from no job.
Right.
So now she's got a car but doesn't fucking work. Not to mention it's got still on my insurance and still on my license plate.
Oh, yikes.
It's still titled to me, so I'm a little nervous about that shit too. But
that's crazy.
Yeah.
Because it's not like you're best friends with the people.
No,
so
but
so you got to worry, you know, like they're going to be like, you fucking shafted me.
Yeah.
I know. Sold me a lemon.
Yep. We'll see. We'll see.
That kind of sucks to have that up in the air, though, just because you probably had plans for the 700.
No, not really. I mean, I could certainly spend it on some shit, but not really. Like, it wasn't going to be anything that it wasn't going to be anyway.
How quickly are you going to try to take it off your insurance and get that?
As soon as we can get to the DMV to switch out the title or whatever. Which was supposed to be this week, but that was before it didn't work 3 hours later.
Tell her, like, you never said you were going to be going as far as Springfield.
Silky Smooth, who can't be here today because he's sleeping for his overnight job trucking, apologize for shows from the Butt Tick Ranch. I don't know if you listened to any of those, but they were...
The Butt Tick Ranch?
Yeah, that's the Browns.com compound name. He listened to them and realized that he was drunk and kind of annoying and wanted to apologize to the listening crowd.
Golly.
So...
Sounds like I have some apologizing to do if that's the criteria.
We all probably do, really. Sorry for your ears, folks.
You guys have probably been wondering what the fuck's with, like, why are we starting now? Why are you apologizing now? What changed?
I've got dog hair in my microphone.
Nice. You know what I thought of? Did you take one of these mics with you when you went to the store to get the fucking foam covers for them?
I did not.
That probably would have been what you should have done.
Yeah. The dude probably had some of these microphones sitting on the shelf right behind him because I went to the same place, but I didn't think about that because they could probably use some insulation something.
Yeah, I think it'll just raise it one extra little degree of how much extra noise gets out. And, yeah, a little less popping. Just, they're only a couple bucks a piece, right?
Yeah, if even that, yeah.
One of us other people should do that.
I'll just wrap it in a sock. That'd be cool.
Well, it's not all stiff.
The correct distance from the microphone is how combed out a sock is to get to it. No, you got to put your nose right upon it. Gross.
Oh, shit. So what's this, Silky Smooth's place like? Because when I picture it, I've never been there, but when I picture it as a house, maybe a two-story house. It's not that deep. It's wider than it is deep. And it sits probably like 40 feet off the road, 50, 60 feet off the road. And then to the left of it, there's a fenced off area that's then lined on the side and in the back by trees. And
it's got like horses. You've been there.
Is that about what it's like?
No, actually, no. No.
I'll draw it for you guys here. Okay. Hold on.
I'll wait. 200 feet off the road.
Okay.
Trailer. Don't forget that part. It sits up off the ground 3.5 feet. Something's going to fall in our garage. Single story trailer.
As most of them are.
Yeah. Off to the left, if you're pulling up the driveway, off to the left behind the house a bit is a barn you can't see. There's a neighbor pretty close on that side. Off to the right, like straight off the straight up the driveway, is a garage, a decent sized garage, and then like kind of a lean to kind of deal attached to the back of that where the horses hang out. Basically, fence is from the yard from the house and garage back.
Is the yard is property like spotted with trees? Is like their tree lined driveway?
No. There's some trees on the right side, some like apple trees. But no, they're pretty sparse. And there's a couple like pine trees on the other side. It's not very tree though. Most of the property is not treed. It's pretty much big and wide open. And all the horse space is big and wide open.
I imagine, are horses expensive to maintain?
I would guess $100 a horse per month.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what it costs to feed my kid per month, but it's probably pretty similar.
Well, if you feed it horse food, probably less than
cheaper,
that.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be cheaper.
Does he have to, like, chew them? Does he know how to do all that stuff?
Shoe, horse. Shoe. Get out of here. I think you get some shoes and then you clean them out and like they stay good for quite a while, I'd imagine. I don't know if their horses have shoes on them or not. Because that might just be for like if you're on the street with them, if they're street horses. Like,
I love street horses. Yeah.
They wear their baseball cap cocked to the side. And big chains on their necks.
I was going like prostitute street, oh, okay. Street horses.
Okay,
horses.
Okay, still the chains then. less baseball hats. They're shoes though. They wear the like the platform shoes.
Yeah. Matt has to shoe them.
Yes. His street horses. He's got to shoe them
with a broom on his porch. Like there's all kinds of horse
shoe.
Why are these hookers all on my porch?
Surprising amounts of glitter with a street horse. Yeah. They love it.
Well, because they go glitter, lotion, smell good combo because it's all they can afford.
Yeah.
They got to cover up the stank of being on the streets. Yeah.
Being a horse, like all that.
Have you
like
seen
hay.
The Starburst Streets commercial?
Uh-uh.
It's so funny. It's only funny to me. It's probably more funny to me because me and Clint and Jeremy, when we all used to hang out back in the early 20s, the early 1920s.
Long time ago.
We would emphasize words a certain way, and it became a real big inside joke that we still laugh about to this day. But we would say stuff like, and it's funny because the commercial almost mimics like they were listening into our conversations, but we would just emphasize words where you're like, you know, be on these streets, and we'd say it like that. Yeah. And that's, you know, we'd finish all kinds of sentences that way, and it's just funny. Yeah. But the Starburst commercial is this chick, and it's like a nice suburban, like, house, neighborhood, picket fence, and, you know, green lawn and everything. And she's outside of it. And this guy rolls up on a scooter, not like a power scooter, but like a razor scooter.
Yeah.
And he's got a helmet on. I think she offers him a Starburst or something and wants him to come inside, hang out or something. But he's like, I can't do that. He's acting all gangster. He's like, it's hard out here. He's like, it's hard out here on these streets. And he rolls off on his scooter and he looks back as he's rolling off. He's like, streets. And it's just fucking hilarious. It's a good commercial.
It's not super weird like all the rest of the Starburst, that one.
No, it's trying to be a little more humorful, a little less trippy.
Creepy. And
yeah.
Like,
but.
Unicorn shitting out Starburst, yeah. Whatever. What are those things called?
Starburst rainbows.
Okay, I'm thinking Skittles.
You're thinking Skittles commercials.
Thinking Skittles. Okay.
Yeah, I think you are thinking Skittles commercials, but I was all with right, you.
They're
all.
Not nearly as creepy as a Starburst commercials.
I was with you all the same.
Okay.
I am super thirsty today. We could all just make this run of them all 20-minute episodes we could get. 3-4 weeks out of it.
It's true. Yeah. I was amazed that last week was a 7-hour deal. This coming up week's show is an unintentional 2-hour show, which I was surprised.
I can't imagine 2 hours is going to be digestible with this show.
Yeah, we'll see. No, at one time? No, correct.
Yeah. Yeah, you would fucking fall off some kind of a depression train or something.
We've had several of them since now. Like I think there's probably 2 or 3 2-hour shows in there. We're just trying to catch up on backlog. And it kind of worked until we recorded for 7 hours.
Yeah.
Now we're about 3 months ahead, I think.
3 months?
That would be my guess.
We do that mostly because we know that there's going to be a point in time where it's 2 or 3 months before we're able to hook
that's
up to record
guess, yeah.
Something.
Yeah.
So we don't do that because we're lazy. Although we also do that because we're lazy.
Yeah,
but
it's pretty necessary.
It's a different kind of a show. You just gotta. I think with anything, if you understand what it is, and you decide to get into it and follow it, anything can be interesting.
Almost anything.
Yeah, because, I mean, you can watch a TV show. I can get in just about any TV show if I was going to sit down and actually want to get into it. Because at some point, they're all made by professionals, and they're meant to be TV shows. And even if they're the least entertaining TV show, it still has people that get into it. So I think if you just go into it and just say, fuck it, the show's going to be weird, and listen to people talk and struggle to talk and...
Struggle to talk is about right.
We end up getting some bits of information out, though, every now and then. We fill time.
Weird looks by passersby.
We fill time on the occasion. What would you look, never knowing what this is, what would you think walking by?
I don't know.
Like, what do you think people think
weirdos,
walking by?
Weirdos sitting in a garage talking.
That lady
about
doesn't download podcasts.
No, probably not.
So, she doesn't know what the fuck's
going on. She might have been our biggest fan, though. Never know.
That was a stab at her weight. It worked. You're an asshole.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to get used to it, man. There's some funny shows out there. There's some good shows. I think there's.
I would totally listen to it if I wasn't on it and didn't, and you weren't on it, and Joel wasn't on it. If I didn't know the people on it and have been here for most of what's already been said,
if I didn't know it existed, I'd totally listen.
I'd listen, dude. But I'm deep in it, so
it's true.
I don't know how. Like, you listen to it, but you listen to it for different reasons. You don't listen to it just because you want to hear it. You listen to it because you need to listen to it to know where to stop and start.
I listen to it some because I want to hear it. I was just last night, I guess, listening to 137, 138, listening to some while I was cutting grass today.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. It's a funny show at times, dude.
You like to laugh at yourself?
Yeah.
I would feel so conceited laughing at myself.
It's usually, well, no, it's totally me that I'm laughing at sometimes. I'm laughing at, it's a funny show sometimes. It's interesting to.
Here's the thing about motorcycles that I've been thinking a lot lately. If you're cruising on a motorcycle during the day, that's fine. But still, you're driving through neighborhoods. You're waking up babies from naps.
Yeah.
Like, you're doing that.
Yeah.
And I understand it's a motorcycle you want, and I'm cool with that. I don't have any problem with motorcycles in that respect. During the day, it just can't be avoided. It's part of what it is. You live on a street. You're going to hear cars. Some cars are going to be loud. It's no different than that. It's fine.
Yeah.
But when you're cruising through a neighborhood at fucking 2 a.m. on a loud-ass fucking motorcycle and you're revving it hard, doesn't that make you fucking an asshole?
Yeah, certainly.
Because you're not only waking up babies from naps, you're waking up kids everybody. From sleep.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, hey, you know, good on you. You got a motorcycle and fuck me because I decided to live on a street where my house is only fucking 17 feet from the road and that's just what I get. That's fine. If I wanted, you know, if I was that adamant about privacy, I should fucking live back where I won't hear the motorcycle that drives by. But there's a majority of people in this world that live on streets.
Most people live on streets.
So that's an asshole move. It's a big way to be an asshole.
If you're out there, like, just tearing it up, I agree. But I think it's...
It doesn't even got to be that big of a tearing up job to be loud as fuck.
That's what I'm about to say, though, is, like...
Them rumbling-ass fucking...
You got to teach your kids to sleep shoot through shit some way or another.
I guess so. But fuck, I'm trying to watch my TV and shit.
Dude across the street said he stopped riding his loud bike because I had kids.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
So it's a thing that they're aware of.
Yeah, I think so. Really, it's just Charlie disturbing the show. Friend of the show, Charlie. And we've discussed him before, I believe.
The guy across the street, the guy who just drove by the motorcycle twice.
Yeah, him. I didn't realize he had a motorcycle, but that's Charlie. He's certainly a friend of the show because Joel knows him as well.
Oh, wow.
It's weird.
Look at me being an asshole.
No, it's okay because he's disturbing the show, obviously. I kind of want a motorcycle now, dude.
I hear you. I like the idea of a motorcycle as well. It's from on some level.
Yeah, I kind of want one. They seem to be, at least via Craigslist, considerably more expensive than I wanted to put into it. But
that chick should sell you a motorcycle that breaks down.
That'd be cool.
As soon as you bought it.
Yep. Could have just traded me. I would have taken a trade, probably.
You should have looked for a trade for a little bit.
Yeah, maybe.
That's what your goal was.
Well, I didn't really decide. Like, I came in here one day and my scooter was fucked up, so I was trying to fix it. And I realized it would be nice to not have to rearrange a bunch of shit to work on the scooter. Which I was like, well, I should probably sell that car because I'm not doing anything with it. Later that day, I believe, I went to work and J-Ho was like, oh, I think Ryan's woman's looking to buy a car.
It just worked out.
Yeah, and I was like, hey, Ryan, I hear your woman's looking to buy a car. And he's like, yeah. And I was like, she want to buy a Civic. And he was like, yeah. So it worked out that way. So I didn't really have to spend a lot of time looking or any of that shit. But we'll see how that goes.
If you were... Because you probably would have got some hits from that on Craigslist. Because you got people that had motorcycles that actually wanted to trade for a car.
Maybe.
But you also had people that would be willing to go look for a motorcycle for whatever they were willing to pay for the car, buy the motorcycle, and then give it to you.
Perhaps. That seems like a lot of work, but perhaps.
Yeah, but it gets...
If they could have found a $1,000 motorcycle and thought the car was worth $1,500, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see if I have that opportunity next week. On next week's Snort Coffee, you'll hear the outcome of
Not at all.
Of whether I get my car back or not.
Not at all, they won't.
Yeah, they will.
Next week's episode is going to sound more of like this.
Yeah, it probably will. Be the same temperature in here. Is that what the sound quality is determined by?
The temperature?
Yeah, the temperature.
The humidity, I think.
Okay.
I think the humidity plays havoc on microphones.
Gets real muddled.
It's been known.
Well,
did you just hear that wave of humidity that went through?
I did, yeah. I was trying to teach my kids about sound yesterday.
By cleaning out their ears?
Just punching them. That's what it sounds like when you get punched real close.
You won't see that on Sesame Street, boy.
No. Yeah, they don't do that kind of learning, though they should. Tough love. It's hard to explain. Here's something invisible that you can only kind of sense in a weird way to a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old.
Yeah.
I drew some pictures.
Might be a little early for the sound talk.
Yeah.
I think I was at least 11 before I had the sound talk with my parents.
I was trying to explain to them how you can block off sound by sticking your hand at, like, it's not as loud when it's like this because the sound is bouncing off of my hand. If you're having trouble hearing this, it's because my hand is between my mouth and the microphone. But that's sound waves not getting to somewhere. And I don't know if he grasped it at all or not. Pretty sure she didn't, but...
It'd be funny if you looked up and you were like, hey, Bill Nye, shut the fuck up.
I watched Bill Nye within the past several months, I'd say. Not as cool as I thought he was.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was kind of sad. It was like, that dude's cool, but maybe not.
While most people were watching Bill Nye, I was watching the Cajun dude who cooked who said onion's really
Chewy.
Funny.
Yeah. That dude?
Yeah.
I watched some of him.
Oh, y'all. And I used to actually seek out and kick it with some Bob Ross for a little bit.
I didn't do a lot of that.
I liked Bob Ross for a while.
My stepfamily was into Bob Ross, and I'd watch it some when they were around, I guess, but I didn't go and like look for it, I don't think. Until I was older, maybe. When I was a little older, I was like, that dude's relaxing.
It was just always weird how he like created shit. It didn't seem like it was happening until it happened, and then it happened.
Yeah, he'd peel that thing off and poof, there's a picture. Or a painting, if you will.
But he had a lot of real simple just techniques that turned into stuff.
Yeah. But if you tried it, it'd like...
It wouldn't work.
Just a blob of something, it doesn't look right.
Like the way he made... He's like, oh, it's so easy to make pine trees, and you just do this brush in this way, and hit it like this a bunch, and fucking there's a like pine tree sitting there. It's like,
looks like you're looking out the window to the mountains.
Yeah. Damn, Bob Ross, you did it again.
Do you think he painted on his afro like that, too? Like he stood in the mirror every day?
You mean
and like,
the afro was painted on, or he took paint and put it on the afro?
Ooh. I don't know, either
like
way.
Jeans or paint can be painted on?
Yeah. I'm going to go either way.
How would you... You couldn't go thick enough paint to make an afro.
If you let it dry out between coats.
Oh, just keep going cut like...
Yeah. Maybe sponged it on. It's like that sponge technique.
And I always liked it when he fucking... Flip the fucking brush on the pole to dry it.
I don't remember.
Real fast.
Was it really a pole?
Or of the easel.
Something else. Oh.
It was a pole.
Not his cock.
It was a different channel.
Okay.
It was Bob Ross After Dark on HBO.
Yeah. I didn't watch much Bob Ross. He said happy too much.
Did we ever talk about the show on Showtime that my wife watched, and I watched for a little bit, called Gigolos?
I maybe spoke briefly upon it.
If we have, and you give a fuck, I apologize.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
But
it's nice of you.
It was a crazy show. Well, we're in the apologizing mood this episode.
You're apologizing because we're about to go over it again, is what you're saying.
We might have already said this.
Okay.
But it was a show on Showtime called Gigolos.
Yes, we definitely talked about it because I didn't know how to spell it.
Okay.
But go ahead.
Go check it out. Well, no, go check that episode out. It's a good story.
Do you have a guess?
Let's see.
One.
Somewhere between one and now.
Yeah. Probably between one and now. Last week we talked, it was probably like 85. Or 116.
That'd be crazy if you were right.
Check your show notes. It's on there somewhere. But it's misspelled, so you check the show notes. It'll be easy to find because it'll be scratched out, and then like try it again, and like I'll put a parentheses and a question mark in there.
It's just fucked up to see that that exists. Like chicks, like rich chicks calling up dudes to come fuck them.
Yeah, it's pretty weird.
It's like, that's shouldn't exist. And some of them were hot. A lot of them weren't.
Really?
A lot of them weren't. Yeah. Some of them were hot.
Being rich seems weird. Like you can do stuff if you're rich.
Yeah.
Which is weird. I was listening to The Moth, and it's this lady comes on talking about her, and I actually did some research on this, name is Legendre. It was basically Legend, R-E, I think, with the R-E at the end of it. We're about to get attacked by squirrels. Her mom was like a spy in World War II. Like, her parents were both kids of, like, crazy money, basically. And this lady had a ranch, a plantation in South Carolina, where in this, like, her mother was a spy in World War II and also a big game hunter.
Oh, wow.
Back in the day where you'd, like, travel for months to go big game hunting.
Right.
Had, like, 150 stuffed heads to do something with. But, like, this lady had enough money to just, in the presumably 20s to 60s or something, go bumbling around all the world and big game hunt and shit like that. And like, travel to places that don't get travelers. And, like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. Partly it's, like, kind of a romantic back in the day kind of deal where it's not easy to get everywhere.
But the way things change these days, if you set out to do that, I guess you could stay connected. But if you chose not to stay connected, and it's just, like, a couple years of your life doing that.
Yeah.
Stuff would be different when you got done with it. It would be weird.
Yeah, it probably would be weird. Yeah, back then it was probably just you go somewhere and it's all the same because it's the same.
Right.
There were cars when you left and there were cars when you got back.
Yeah, no, stuff wasn't changing as rapidly as it is now.
That shit's probably about the same though.
You think?
I mean, yeah, if you're not as like technologically in-tuned as we potentially are. Cars are still going to look like cars, you know?
Yeah, that Stephen King book I'm reading about the guy who travels back into the late 50s, early 60s to stop the assassination of JFK.
Yeah.
A lot of it's, you know, most of the book is spent in the late 50s, early 60s, and this guy experiencing it while coming from 2011. And, like, it's crazy. He gets into situations, and his first reaction is call 911, but 911 hasn't been invented yet.
Nice.
You know, and...
Yeah.
Like, goes into a drugstore to ask for stomach medication, doesn't know if kaopectate's been invented nice. Yet, doesn't yeah. know whether to ask for it or not,
yeah.
whether that's going to make him
that's
seem
interesting.
Really fucking weird.
Yeah.
It's really cool to imagine that if this was possible, how difficult it would be to hide that you're different.
I can believe that, I think.
You'd have to really adapt quickly. There's going to be a lot of stuff that, just based off of general knowledge,
Marty McFly shit.
Yeah, a normal person who grows up with a normal public education, you know, may not go to college, whatever, but
sure.
This guy was a English teacher, so he had gone to college.
Okay.
But he wasn't, he's like, I'm not a history major, I didn't study. Because he ends up getting some research done for him through a guy about betting. Sports.
Yeah.
So he knows he's got some notes, a lot of sporting events, results written down.
Where you're aiming to make some money?
Yeah. Like that's how he's going to, you know, supplement his income. But, you know, he didn't do enough research where he knows how to act in every situation.
You gotta use different slang.
Yeah, certainly.
I can't think of any.
Says phrases that people have no idea.
Don't exist yet.
Think he's from a different fucking country because they've never heard those kind of. I think maybe even rock and roll.
Really, that's interesting. Yeah, that makes sense.
Early on, like late 50s.
Probably didn't come around until 60 or
yeah. So, like, even phrases like that, he can't. Like, if he says them, people think he's weird. He ends up getting... It's a great... I don't want to say it. It's a great
book. What's the name of the story?
The book?
Yeah.
It's called 11-22-63.
I just heard, and I'm presuming it's true, his Stephen King's son wrote the end of it.
Oh, really?
Like, he couldn't come up with an ending for it, so it was like, hey. Which apparently his son's a sci-fi writer or some shit like that.
Okay.
But like, yeah, like asked his son to come up with an ending for it. And presumably.
Well, that's cool because I'm 3/4 of the way in.
Well, you're probably about to hit it.
Yeah, so I'm like, I'm probably getting into what was written for the ending. And I have no idea how it's going to end.
Everybody dies.
Well.
I guess.
Because it's being written as a memoir from the guy in current time.
Okay.
So he makes it back. I mean, it's a given that he makes it back.
Okay, everybody else dies.
Yeah, maybe. Well, the point of doing the, stopping the assassination is they become under the assumption this guy and him, this guy kind of recruited him to go back.
This guy being the history dude?
The original guy who found the rabbit hole.
Okay. Was it a literal rabbit hole?
That's what they call it. It wasn't, though. It isn't a broom closet.
Well, that's weird. Okay.
The fracture in time that allows them to go back.
Is there just brooms flying back and forth between times?
Yeah. Yeah. That's actually like the whole middle of the book is just him navigating through the broom tunnel.
Makes sense.
They spend an inordinate amount of time describing him ducking. Like, this is the longest tunnel ever.
There's a broom.
They just keep re-describing.
Any point of vacuums or like that wasn't really around? Like, that'd be crazy.
What?
There's a vacuum. It's in the broom closet.
It sucks you in?
No, the vacuum is going back and forth as well. And you know our newfangled vacuums are not going to look anything like theirs.
No.
Back in the day.
No, but the vacuum actually has special powers, and while it's in the tube, it transforms, going towards 1959, it transforms into a late 50s style vacuum.
Okay.
On its way back, it comes out of Dyson.
Okay. That's weird.
That's what actually the whole book is based on the point of view of the vacuum. No, but it is really a good book.
Could he go into
that? It's going to end soon.
That's a moneymaker if he can go into the past, find all the vacuums he can find,
bring them back as Dysons.
Yeah, stick them in the thing. Yeah, man.
Open a Dyson store out of the front of your broom closet.
Yep. You think box fans do the same thing?
Yeah. Yeah, they come back as those bladeless fucking circle fans. Which are like $300, cannot be worth that money.
No.
There's not a chance in hell. I don't care if they move air better than any other fan I've ever seen in my life, and they make me go, this is the greatest fan ever. It's not worth $300.
Might it be fun to try to throw stuff through it, though?
It doesn't generate air like you think it does through magnets and the way they make it sound. The circle, the edge of the whole circle is a bunch of blowers.
Yeah.
It just blows out of the ring. Which probably creates a small
ping pong. You could start a drinking game with it, I bet.
Yeah, you could throw a ping pong through the back, but I don't think it's going to take it.
I'm saying through the front. You got to make it through the air.
Oh, so it's shooting. And then
you could play beer pong both ways. Because, like, oh, man.
No, this didn't get too complicated at all.
if it's sitting in the middle of the table, some of them you're not going to make through the hole.
My fucking sleeves are a little tight on this one. Here, I got on.
Got a shirt like that, too. Yeah. Even with the same, whatever those fucking
as
straps
are. As they start
are.
To go up, it gets worse.
Yeah.
Trying to keep them down.
You got your cups on both sides, right? Okay. You don't make it through the hole, but the fan blows it back out into a cup.
So it's like hitting a tennis ball up against a wall because you have nobody to play with you. This is singular beer pong. This is lonely beer pong.
Beer pong,
Beer pong for lonely alcoholics.
Yep.
Still get your competition. While not having to leave your house.
You just got to spend $300 to do it.
$307 because you got to buy the cups and the
That's true,
balls. But you wouldn't need a long table. You'd do it on pretty much any table.
Could you really speed up some shit that was going through like stack? We've spoken about these Dyson fans previously. And about the very idea that I'm about to speak of. Live text in from Joel Train 15 minutes away.
Liar.
Stack a shit ton of Dysons. Nuts to butts. Yeah. Nuts to butts. Toss a ping pong ball through it. could it get accelerated to like bullet time at the end of it?
Make it stick into the tree at the end?
Ooh, yeah.
Like it's a Mythbusters episode?
Yes, exactly.
Like a toothpick? Or get a toothpick to go through a fucking bamboo tree?
Okay, yeah. Or just shatter a tent.
They did that, right?
Ping pong ball. They did something like that. Yeah,
they shot a big long tube and like they were shooting pieces of straw.
Yeah.
They were getting pieces of straw to stick into a tree.
Which is pretty kick ass.
Yeah.
Did they do it with Dysons?
No. A lot of air compression.
That's the only way it's going to. We should go to the store. Do they have a Dyson store around? We should try it out.
On the internet, they do. Close by, as a matter of fact.
It is close. Yeah, it's right here, actually, I think. Might be a little tough to try that experiment on the internet store.
Ow!
Burning myself.
Would you be okay if I went and filled my water jug up with water?
Front door's open. These chairs are the greatest, dude. This is the time when you talk, folks. The sounds of me texting. My belly kind of hurts. That was gross. Sorry. I don't know if you heard that, but a squirrel just ran across the roof of the carriage house. That was pretty cool. Now there's a fly. Still the time where you talk. I came up with my own personal motto, slogan. One of those. It's uncomfortable with my surroundings. You got a personal motto, dude? Or like a slogan for yourself?
I don't think so, no.
I came up with one for me, and it's...
I want one now.
Uncomfortable with my surroundings. I think that narrows it down pretty well.
Yeah. It just makes you sound weird, though. You're not that weird. I mean, you're definitely weird, but...
Well, it's not necessarily about being weird as much as it is just uncomfortable. It might be these chairs.
Oh, my God. It's highly likely that it's the chairs. If you survive through this, I'll reiterate.
I survived, barely.
Go wrong pipe?
Yeah.
Drinking that hard shit.
Damn.
Got rot gut water. Fucking Pruno water. Would you adapt if you went to jail?
You have to, don't you? Jail or prison?
Prison.
You have to. One way or the other, you got to.
Would you drink? Would you gamble? Would you try to get cigarettes, get weed? Would you do all the shit that they do? Pay protection to the
fucking... I guess it depends on how bored you get.
You gotta get super bored.
I would imagine you get super bored. But I can... probably manage for quite a while being pretty fucking bored.
You'd have to just make that your life, like we talked about earlier, but just making a decision that this is what it is.
You gotta gamble, because what the fuck else you gonna do?
Yeah.
The drinking, like, am I that hard up for booze and I'm gonna make something in my toilet? Because that doesn't sound that appealing. If I can sell it, then, like, if I can turn it into a business, maybe.
Yeah, but think about it this way, though. Currently, the idea of getting fucked up drinking is like, whatever. Yeah,
whatever.
But when it's one of the only things you got as a something to do.
Yeah, hobby. Yeah.
You might, your view on how fun it is to do it will change.
It's true.
Because currently you don't, it's not, like I like to get fucked up or whatever every now and then, but I don't have the need to do it all the time.
Yeah.
Or anything like that. But even if I didn't like to do it, I could imagine that one of the reasons I don't like to do it is because I've got plenty of other options.
Yeah. And it's easy to make and like you just go to the store and buy a beer.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to come up with different flavors. Oh, it's corn mash this week, and
it would just be crazy.
Grapes.
You'd have to learn how to do it. There's probably a technique that makes it. It's probably slightly difficult.
Don't flush. That's going to be my first piece of advice.
So you're making it out of your fucking feces and urine?
No, I think you make it in the toilet, though, don't you?
So you just don't piss or shit in your toilet?
Yeah, that too. I'm not, like, maybe you just got to wait till you get it to the mess hall. Is that what they call it in prison?
I think they make them in bags, and they hide it under the toilet.
Is there an under the toilet? In prison?
It's probably a lid. It's got to have a tank.
I don't think they have tanks, dude.
That lid would be a weapon.
Yeah. Pretty good one at that.
I'm always, every time I mess with the toilet in that way, I'm always afraid to break that thing in half. Yeah, it seems so easily breakable in half.
Yeah.
Big slab of porcelain.
Yeah, and then it becomes like razor sharp.
Yeah.
A good weapon. No, I don't think they have porcelain toilets in the joint, in the pokey.
Why can't we just cover our toilets with fucking nice-looking plastic tops that aren't heavy? And
like, they might do that nowadays.
Why do they have to be fucking big slabs?
They got
to
keep the water cold. I don't know. It's all for the drunk market when you're hugging it, like trying to puke. If it's plastic, it's not nearly as nice because it gets warm.
The rest of the toilet can be porcelain, though.
Ah.
You ain't hugging the top of the tank.
That's true. I don't know. That's weird. That's a good question.
I think I've talked about sitting backwards on a toilet, completely naked, and pissing that way, and how comfortable that is.
Yeah. We've definitely discussed that.
But I don't need that top to be super cold for that purpose. Unless I do it when I'm drunk. That'd be sweet. I'm going to do that in Nashville.
Maybe it's cleaning reasons? You don't really clean that part, but it gets dusty or whatever, but... You would plastic is harder to make than porcelain, right? Like going back in time. But they used to have like wood, that box that would hang up at the top.
Right.
And then there were porcelain bottom parts.
I think honestly toilets only became porcelain. I don't think it was for sanitary reasons. I think it's just because people somewhere along the lines decided that that's what they were. I would totally buy an all plastic fucking toilet. I would feel much better about it.
Is it strong enough?
Absolutely.
Like you can sit on plastic chairs, but...
Yeah, they can make plastic as strong as you need it to be. It just feels...
Why? Is that the physics question of the week? Why porcelain toilets?
Yeah.
All right.
I want an answer.
Check your show notes, but I...
We're going to find out.
Yeah, I don't know. If I can find anything, I will. Porcelain toilets.
Why are toilets porcelain?
I'm going to stick with drunk. I'm gonna stick with it's nice and cool. Except for my seat is not made of porcelain.
Right.
Seat's plastic.
So you're sitting on plastic anyways.
Yeah, man. It's also where I put my face.
But my seat is porcelain.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That's weird.
I think it's porcelain. It seems to be made out of the same stuff as the
porcelain.
Rest of the toilet.
Nope. I don't think I've ever seen a porcelain toilet seat.
Well, dude, I'm in a whole different level.
Maybe you are special, yeah.
I'm in a whole different level.
I forgot with your backwards toilet sitting, maybe it works out differently. I have my special seat. Let's see if I got anything quick. So do you have a personal motto?
I'll have to get back to you on that.
Okay. Check. Listen in next week, folks. Teaser.
Like, extremely frustrated by just about everything.
All right.
Fits me pretty well for the most part.
Yep. Both are going to be hard to put on a shirt.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have trouble with that.
Still our biggest fan. Needs more walking. That pause was somebody walking by with a dog again.
I think she's interested.
We got a third mic set up. She keeps wondering why there's a third mic set up.
Yep.
She said, if I walk by this bitch one more time and that thing's not filled by somebody, I'm fucking participating.
Do you want to say goodbye? Thanks for listening. It's at Snort Coffee on Twitter, snortcoffee.com. Phone number 937-501-1002. That's a squirrel. He wanted to be on the show.
I've never heard a squirrel make that noise.
Can't dial a phone, though.
I think the squirrel's telling you your phone number's wrong.
No, it's actually right this time. I think the show that I just released, though, I double lit away to be an asshole, gave the new wrong phone number wrong, but then realized it was wrong. He said, no, it's this.
So now's a good time to say goodbye.
The squirrel's saying goodbye.
Next week, Joel will be here.
Next week, Joel will be here. Is he here? Nice. thanks for listening. Like, really? You should tell folks about it.
It's a decent hour.
Sometimes it's good.
We'll hopefully get with you on that. Answers to our tough, hard-biting questions.
The physics question of the week of, maybe Joel knows.
Check back next week. Here we go.
All right.
Lovely.
Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. Oh, you guys are almost wearing matching shirts.
No, dude, I just saw
Isn't that cute? Oh, so good. Nope.
Oh, his is rolled up.
Not a t-shirt.
Short sleeve and collared button-up.
Joel's got some fancy stripes on his.
Yeah, he's got stripes. Wow. No epaulets.
Yep. No, is that what they are?
Yeah, I searched them.
Wow, dude.
Goals.com for epaulets.
That's crazy.
I searched to see how that worked as a keyword.
Yeah. Really?
They gave me everything. Yeah.
Yikes.
They gave me everything that they had that had epaulets on it.
Well, that's crazy. Good timing? Kind of?
Should have started or ended?
We just ended one.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Did you actually say bye?
I did say bye.
Did I say bye-bye? Bye-bye.
See you later.
Joel, do you have any input on why toilets are porcelain?
Does that have anything to do with, like, resisting stains?
That was one of the... This is the physics question of the week.
Okay.
That was one line of thought that I had.
I don't think it was.
Cleanliness? I said cleaning, yeah.
Oh, you did say cleanliness, yeah. I thought you just meant disinfected antibacterial cleanliness. I didn't think stains cleanliness.
Well, clean.
Maybe porcelain resists bacteria.
That could be. Yeah.
That's probably more likely what it is. That was a horrible, boring fucking climax to that question because...
Maybe, yeah.
That's probably the simplest answer. I said, why not just all plastic and make it cheaper? We can make plastic
less
hard
fragile.
Enough to support
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Just real thick, molded fucking plastic.
Yeah.
Coat that shit with fucking porcelain veneer teeth.
Yeah. I like a metal toilet myself. But.
Yeah, it's okay for a toilet to be metal. That's what they are in prison. Ah, another continuation. Last week we talked about a little bit about if you think you could adapt to prison life.
No, I do not.
Just straight off, no.
No.
So you would be the kill yourself immediately person?
Yeah, if I got, I think the number that I've settled on is like 5 years.
Anything over 5 years, you're yeah, off in yourself?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Holy I'm not quick, that. Dude. I'm not. Like, I'm not that.
That's pretty quick.
I don't have that much trouble with the idea of offing myself just sitting in this garage. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not.
It is kind of prison-like.
Well, not. It's not even this garage. Just anywhere. I'm not that
carriage
opposed.
House, please.
I'm serious.
You're
absolutely
okay right. if it's yes. over.
Carriage house.
What?
You're okay if it's all over.
Yeah.
You've done enough?
No, but I'm not going to do enough. So. You know what I mean? Like, at the end, I'm still going to be like, fuck, like, there was those three things. Like, there's always going to be those three things.
So 5 years, and you're done.
Yep.
Well, you should stop raping bitches, then.
Well, you're you know, it's a...
Suicide by prison sentence?
I live life on that razor's edge, you know? I think part of the thrill is what I like the most.
The Razor's Edge was a wrestling move by Razor Ramon.
I was trying to think if it was like an 80s pop song. Like, you're on the Razor's Edge.
I'm sure it is.
It feels like it, but I can't place it. Like, I feel like Bon Jovi did that. Or it's like,
you do an 80s period piece movie altogether. That song's making it in.
The right. Razor's Edge.
We'll all have writing credits on it.
Oh, that'd be good. That's where it all starts. The writing credits.
So you excited about the show?
Yeah.
Bring canned goods?
Yeah.
Oh, did you?
Tomato soup and cream of mushroom soup if you want one.
Only one. Yeah. I forgot.
Well, I got, like I said, I got two.
He's got three big cans.
Oh, nice.
All peaches.
Nice.
All peaches.
No, one's fruit cocktail. I forgot. Extra cocktail.
So I got plenty of sodium for them, and you got plenty of sugar for them.
I thought I had cans of soup, but it turns out they were just chicken broth. Which is...
They would have accepted.
Yeah.
Oh, they would have totally. It's a canned good. Oh,
Fork Tunes.